Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by the July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
The following is a presentation of KSL Sports. First and 12. A total roundup of this weekend's BYU football and the new look Big 12 Conference. First and 12 is sponsored by Macy's Grocery Store. Your hosts are Mitch Harper and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is first and 12 right here, KSL News Radio, and also 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We got tons of stuff still to get into. And part of that is, of course, every week we jump into the teams who are going to be gravitating over to the Big 12 next season. And that, of course, includes so many of those other teams that, of course, even we know here locally. It is our Four Corners Whip Around. Let's do it.
The Four Corners Whip Around. Whip Around. We check on future Big 12 opponents and rivals from the Four Corners.
A lot to get to here in the Four Corners Whip Around, and here locally in Salt Lake. I mean, I'm in Texas, but in Utah, Salt Lake Valley, not too happy right now up on the hill as the Utes hosting College Game Day. They fall to Oregon 35-6, and Kyle Whittingham, he puts it out there that this was not as close as it would indicate.
I don't want to diminish what they did today at all, because the score wasn't indicative. The game was a mismatch. It was worse than what the score indicated. And so, again, got to regroup, pick ourselves up, and get back on track.
Yeah, that's a coach going after you. And you know, that's just saying we got it wrong this week. You know, I don't know if it's a preparation thing. I heard a really dumb comment after the game from somebody on X or whatever. And they were like, as soon as Witt pulled up on his motorcycle to game day, I knew we had lost this game. Like, I heard that and I went, I can't wait to roll that out to Mitch on first and 12. I was like, no, you need that stuff. Yeah. Like, it was that whole situation was perfect running up to this thing. The only thing that sucked was the game. And Oregon is on a different level. And as we found out today, too, USC is not on the level we thought they were on either. After protesters were removed from the field at Cal, they were able to still go out there and get the win. It's like, oh, boy, could you do the most stereotypical Berkeley thing ever and pause the game for a protest? Anyway, bottom line is Utah gets the loss. When was the last time Utah and BYU both lost to a top 10 team with the same exact score? I mean, this is a weird day, right? 35-6, they both lose that game. And yeah, but like you were saying, I mean, it was 35-6 with like 10 minutes left in the third quarter. They could have really kept going. And they ended up taking Bo Nix out. And, it is that guy's conference right now, Mitch, honestly. Because Washington even kind of struggled against Stanford. But, yeah, Utah's got some stuff to figure out. And so you got that. Hey, how about a W? How about a W for Kenny Dillingham and his guys? Arizona State getting the upset over the Wazoo Cougs, man. I'm glad, because they've been getting close every week, and everybody's totally forgotten about ASU, and I'm glad that they got the W this week.
Nice win for ASU, because you kind of wonder, what are they playing for? They have no bowl that they can get to. That's, you know, they probably weren't going to get there anyway even if they had bowl eligibility in front of them. But you know, 2-6 now to get that win over Wazoo, who, you know, at the beginning of the season, Wazoo was flying high. I mean, they beat Wisconsin, and they looked like a team that was going to be contending in the Pac-12. And maybe Washington State, you know, they could have maybe Jake Dickert's looking at the Michigan State job, maybe. Sure. Maybe they're distracted. Who knows? But for Arizona State in this moment in Tempe to get that win, that's a nice win. And they did it with Trenton Bourget. I mean, a local kid going for 274, so – you know, what does that lead to? I don't know, but it's just like a feel-good moment for the Sun Devils to actually get back on the winning side of things after some tough, close calls in recent weeks.
Colorado becoming the Colorado that I think we sort of anticipated at the beginning of the year prior to the season. Now 4-4 on the year are the Buffs after a 28-16 loss. UCLA is not a slouch of a team. You kind of forgot about them after, but they're the number one defense in the entire conference. That's above Utah. That's above Oregon. And I watched them in the flesh take on Utah, and it was, I mean, they are, that D-line is insane for UCLA, and they ended up putting it on 28-16 over the Buffaloes. And again, same thing, 28-16. It was a late added score at the very end, I think, for Colorado to make it look even a little bit closer. But, yeah, Shedeur Sanders, his worst game of the season, 27 for 43 for 217 yards. So, yeah, mixed results, of course, across the conference when it comes to those teams coming in from the Pac-12.
And Shedeur's brother, Shiloh, he gets ejected for a targeting, which at first glance I kind of thought, is that actually targeting? But it goes either way. Colorado's got to get two more wins to get to bowl eligibility and their remaining schedule. Oregon State at home, I'd probably say that's a loss. Arizona at home, I'd probably say that's a loss.
Yep.
And then at Washington State and at Utah to close things out. I don't know if they're going to find two more wins, Colorado, and I think that would be a big step back from that strong 3-0 start that they had to open the season. So we'll see if Coach Prime can turn it around and find a way to muster up two more wins to get to bowl eligibility.
Let's wrap up next. We've got still our schedule ahead for the Big 12, and these weeks just get more and more intense. And as this conference has a bunch of people at the top, five folks tied at 4-1, five teams at 4-1 in the Big 12 vying for a spot in Arlington for that championship. We'll talk about the schedule next. Let's get to it. It's 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. It's 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSL News Radio. It is 1st and 12. Stay with us.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.